This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
3 o'clock, 3:05 to be exact, on a Tuesday afternoon. Rico Beard, Michael Stone in for Mike Valenti. We're going to be here till 6 o'clock, getting ready to talk some Lions. Stoney, it's funny, you brought this up to me in a break, and we're about to talk about Lions in a second. But David, take a listen to this. Stoney, take a listen to this. So the first person has left Michigan State, Ken Talley, he left.
And Tyler Morris left Michigan.
Yeah. Wide receiver. Yeah. Ken Talley left Michigan State. Whack. Who cares? But listen, tell me about this. Because, you know, a lot of times they post on Instagram. First and foremost, I want to express my gratitude to Mel Tucker and Michigan State University for giving me an incredible opportunity to be a part of such a prestigious program and institution. That being said, I've decided to take my talents elsewhere and make the most of my 2 years of eligibility I have remaining. Thank you, Spartan Nation, for your unwavering support and love. I will always be proud to call myself a Spartan dog. Much love, Ken Talley. What was missing?
He didn't mention Jonathan Smith at all. Well, like, I understand he wants to say thank you for the opportunity, yeah, but continued opportunity from Jonathan Smith.
Well, maybe that's why he's entering the portal. He didn't like his coach.
There it is.
All right. You two win the prize.
Yeah.
Thought it was funny. Like, wait.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think? Wow. Okay. And maybe that's why he's in the portal. Okay. Yeah. We now move on. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Wanted to bring it up.
Thank you for Brady Hoke for the opportunity. And that's it.
I should tell you everything that you need to
know. All right. For somebody who follows it a hell of a lot closer than I do, are they going to miss him? Is he a good player?
He made plays every now and then. They were 5-17.
I know.
Okay. Let's be real. There's only one player that Michigan State fans will freak out if he entered the portal.
Yeah.
Aiden Childs has already come out, put his foot in his mouth, and guaranteed next year's going to be good.
Yeah, Marsh.
So I don't think you got to wait for him.
It's with Marsh.
If Nick Marsh walks into the portal, it'll be like the old flames. It'll be smoke signals coming out of East Lansing, like, oh my God, what just happened? What's going on? That's when everybody will get angry. Anybody else? Huh? You're like the security guard that played Michael Jordan. Eh.
All right, so since you brought it up, let me ask you this. What is the likelihood of, you know, pick your power school? I'm saying not in the conference. So I didn't want to think about what would happen if, like, Michigan would poach him or Ohio State, but, you know, Alabama, Ole Miss, any Texas. What is there a likelihood there? Is it a money situation?
I think in talking with people close to the situation, right. Now, you know, this has come from people outside the family.
Right, I know.
So I haven't talked to Mama Tron, but it sounds like there's a good chance he will be back.
Good.
You just need Michigan State to come correct with a good NIL package, and he'll be there. Doesn't have to be a blowing his socks off package, just enough that, you know what? Okay, we're good because they like it in here. They like the area. They like the fact, the proximity from River Rouge to East Lansing. You just can't come in there and be cheap.
Right.
So, but from what I gather, it's more likely than not likely that he will be back.
Good.
He is the only person. I mean, if Chuck Brantley goes into the portal, it'll be like, what, this is your seventh time? You got a condo in the portal. You've been there so many times. Seriously. David, Chuck Brantley has been in and out, the portal. Like, Chuck, where are you going to go? The last time he went out, just stay. You don't want to be here.
I thought Jordan Hall's a pretty good player. I would be upset if I was a Michigan State fan if he left.
Was he, though?
I know he wasn't as good this year as he was last year. But I still think he's a really good football player.
He's got a lot of hype. He fits if you were casting a movie, yes. But just actual plays in the game.
And the other one who be upset, but, and I think that's because he was underutilized, was Velling. Because he was underutilized.
Right. Once again, congratulations. You caught a touchdown in the last game.
I know.
Yeah, I don't understand the usage. I don't get it. Like, David, he can be a weapon.
David, there's... You don't have an offensive line. You know what? We were really going to talk to the Lions.
Yes. All right. Okay.
Go with it now.
No. I'm going to give you this. We'll go to commercial break. We're going to wipe the slate clean. Kenny, I feel like you right now. But let's just get this out the way.
Do you at least get the hair off the possum before you put it in the stew? Or does it look like
possum stew. It's not real.
Or does it look like your beard? Meat with the beard on it.
If this team does not go out and get four offensive linemen and four defensive linemen, you're looking at this in the portal. In the portal. Not. They're so bad that I don't think an incoming freshman can turn this thing around. You need some instant help right now. If you don't get four offensive linemen and four defensive linemen to mix with the players that you're bringing in, because your recruiting class is just ass. It's 61st right now. Not good out of 120 teams.
Well, tomorrow's National Sign Day.
And you know what?
Push.
You're not going to get anything.
Light push tomorrow?
Nothing. Hey, congratulations. You flipped a guy from Western Michigan. That'll get you to the title. It won't. If you can't do that, then this team's going to be right back in the same spot. You're going to be 5-7, 6-6 if, you know, Nate Carter catches the ball in Boston College instead of dropping it off his face mask. He pulled a Vildor. Like, literally, ball was right there, bounced off his face mask, they lose. Right now.
So they need to go in the portal, get an offensive lineman that's better than Jared.
Four.
Better than Jared Horst was when they went to the portal and got him.
Jared Horst was good. He just had some anger issues.
Okay.
Like,
but he didn't have them against the opponent.
No, he did, but he was good for like, no. Like, yes, Jared, go on. No, not that. No, put his helmet back on, Jared. No. Don't punch him in the face, Jared. Just block him. Yes, like that. He had anger issues. But other than that, he was good. He just, you had to. He was the type you had to constantly watch the entire game. Got to get some offensive linemen. Got to get some defensive linemen. Or, I mean, this is a topic for another day. You're 5-7, you're 6-6 next year, then you brought in the wrong coach. And at this point, you got to let him go. That's just me. That's not coming from the school.
I know.
You have, Stoney, they've only had 1 year where they were good since 2017. They haven't made they made the bowl once. That was the miraculous K-9. You had Reed, you had Naylor, it was a magical year. That's it. Take away that year.
Right.
And it's just been nothing but disappointment. Year after year. Since 2017, the good old days when they went, Brian Lewerke led them to a victory in the Holiday Bowl. That was it. Other than that, this team's bad. You do this again next year, goodbye. Start over again. So, David, I'm sure you're happy about this.
Oh, I'm smiling. I see the
look on your face. Okay. You're happy? You're proud of yourself?
I am, man. Okay. I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lions.
Yes.
Next. Lions fans, I have a simple question for you. I'm going to give you that next. 97-1. All right. Let's talk some good football, not what we just talked about in the last segment. The Detroit Lions. Lions fans, I got a question to ask you. If you've been watching the game, and I know you have, you've known it's a mass unit out there. Injury after injury after injury. The D-line just appears to get decimated. I just read that, three of the people did not practice today.
Reader didn't practice yesterday. I don't know if he practiced today or not.
Sounds like it's trending towards you're going to be missing a lot of people on the defensive end, especially on the defensive line, the Thursday night game against Green Bay. Lions fan, the question is simple. Have all the recent injuries changed your feelings about this team? Meaning, it was you got to get the number one seed. You're going to get the number one seed. We're going all the way to the Super Bowl. With the rash of injuries, do you still feel the same confidence about your Detroit Lions? Or have you lowered the bar a little bit? Not to say that this team's horrible, but you know what? Maybe this team with this defense isn't good enough to win the Super Bowl. Or maybe we're not good enough to get the number one seed overall. 248-539-9797 because your offense can score like nobody's business. But if you cannot stop teams and you're about to play some tough teams coming up, especially the next two games, you're going to be a little bit of a trouble. So for Lions fans out there, has the rash of injuries changed how you feel about the direction of where this team is going this year? Stoney?
Yeah, it has, because I do not expect them to win both the next two games. And except for Philadelphia's game with Pittsburgh, which is a home game for them, I think the Eagles will probably surpass them, let alone the Vikings. I don't want to have to play the Vikings the last game of the season with the North on the line. And then if they lose Thursday, they're only a game ahead of the Packers. It's not a lack of faith in coaching staff. It's not a lack of faith in the team as a whole. It's just, do the math. Great. I mean, great teams. Teams, and the Lions are a really good team. I mean, 3 weeks ago, I thought they were the best team in the National Football League. I don't think so anymore. And why? Because they've been decimated. Just look at who started defensively from the beginning of the season. Hutch, gone. Davenport, gone. Pascal, who was a key reserve, gone. Uzurike started, gone. Let's keep going. Anzalone, gone. Rodriguez, gone.
Reader.
Eric Barnes, gone. Right.
Reader's going to be bad.
I mean, right, injured.
Injured at times, yes. But the other ones, they could be gone for the playoffs, too. So, yeah, I mean, I know the whole next man up. I get all that. And that's been really.
But after a while, you start running out of next man.
Right. I mean, I give Holmes credit for the guys that he went and acquired this week. I mean, Jamar Adams, does he have something left?
You bring him in to be a linebacker.
Yeah.
He was a safety.
I know.
This is how desperate you are.
Because thankfully, your safeties are really, really good.
Right.
But yes, they've gotten some really good contributions from people you wouldn't expect. Muhammad. I mean, yeah, they got players. They're going to have to, you know, score 40 points a game, maybe. I don't, and you can't live off of that. So, no, I don't expect them. I never expected them to go 16-1. If they go, I don't know, 13-4, would it be the worst thing in the world to go 2-3 in the last five games? I don't know.
Well, just to put things in perspective, doing research with Rieger this morning, hypothetically speaking, they lose to Green Bay. How quickly things will change. They lose to Green Bay, and I think Philly is playing the Carolina Panthers, and they beat the Panthers. Mm-hmm. You're now the number two seed.
Right.
Because you're tied with Philly, but Philly would have the tiebreaker. Philly now becomes the number one seed. You are the number two seed.
Right.
And, you know, you hold the tiebreaker over Minnesota. So, yes, that's the only thing, which means that if you played in the NFC title game, if the season were to end, you would have to go to Philly to play. With the rash of injuries, I'm with you. I look at this team. I didn't think they were ever going to go 16-1.
No, me
but either. The problem is how quickly and if you're going to be getting people back on the defensive side. That's the big key. Because
right.
When it comes to the playoffs, like offenses are great in the regular season, but it's a reason why the Miami Dolphins never win the Super Bowl. They look great. They look fun. But if you can't stop anybody, I'm looking at like the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow puts up tons of stats. They can't stop anybody.
No.
And if you get to the point where teams realize, you know what? You can't stop. When I look at, man, if Chicago had a coach with half a brain, maybe you come out of this Thanksgiving Day game and the results are different. Going up against some tougher teams to finish out the season. I have changed.
If they lose those two.
248-539-9797. David, what about you? Better yet, Kenny. Kenny is the Lions fan. Kenny, does this change your expectation on this team with the rash of injuries? Does the bar stay the same, or are you lowering the bar a little bit because reality's starting to kick in?
It's hard to keep the bar in the same place considering all the injuries. I mean, as much as I want to be on the hype train and say, oh, they're the best team in the NFL, the best team in the NFC, I mean, I think the Reader injury really put it over the top for me. It's like, this team banged up. We're going to have to play some big boy football now. And I don't see how they can do that with a banged up defense the way they are. Their offense will be just fine. I'm not worried about their offense.
Yeah, I mean, Decker's been out before, and they've won games.
We've seen it all of last year. It felt like they were always missing an alignment.
Yeah, I mean, Decker's been out, but the offensive productivity when he's not there, it's down a little bit. You know, you're not going to be playing the Cowboys. You're not going to be playing, you know, bad teams where you're putting up 50, 60 points all the time.
Right.
You got to be able to stop somebody on a key third down play.
Seven. You have basically McNeil's the only one left from who started the season.
So, Lions fans, are your expectations still the same? Bar is still in the same place? You believe Dan Campbell and Jared Goff can lead this team to that number one overall seed? Or are you changing things up a little bit because, well, defense not quite the same?
And this is why they can't continue to do what they did in the first half Thanksgiving, is when they get down to the damn red zone, they can't rely on Jake Bates. They got to score touchdowns.
248-539-9797. David, a couple of ticket texts.
We are going to have to rely on the offense to score 30-plus points a game and make everything a shootout. That scares me. The fact that a rookie almost took us out tells me the defense is at a critical point. Time for the offense to wake up. No, this team is coached different than any other team. They play harder than any other team. Nothing can stop them.
No, okay. Hey, that's his. I want to know, because some Lions fans may feel that way. I'm not judging
Nothing
anybody.
Can stop them.
Hey, David, the way this team is going, they do have a little bit of that Tiger voodoo where they're catching. It seems like they're catching every break. Heck, the end of the Thanksgiving Day game has to be voodoo, because I have no idea what happened. Nobody knew what happened. Everybody was just siding like, are you kidding me? So we'll get more ticket texts. We'll get your phone calls next. 97.1. So, Lions fans, very simple question I ask of you with the rash of injuries going on with the Lions. Have your expectations changed? Is the bar still the same? Were you feeling like, you know what? Doesn't matter. Dan Campbell can lead this team to a one seed overall in the NFC, Super Bowl or bust, or is reality kicking in a little bit and now you're saying, hey, I don't think we're going to be that one seed and maybe I need to lower the bar a little bit and temper some expectations. 248-539-9797.
Me a little bit worried, especially this defensive line. Where they're going to get me is this Thursday game against the Packers. So I see them, if we win against the Packers, I see us beating Buffalo. I see us beating everybody else. I see us going straight through the playoffs like a knife through, or a hot knife through butter. So that's my expectations right now about our team.
Let me ask you this. Suppose they beat Green Bay but win 42-38, so to speak, okay? And your hot knife through butter basically represents the Lions' defense. You still think you can go and run the table with that defense?
So the next game that I'm going to be looking at is that Buffalo game. Okay. If we beat Buffalo, I think we're clear sailing. We finally bring the trophy back home. Ever since I've been watching the Lions with my dad and my grandfather, since I've been 6, 7 years old, since I can remember. You know, my expectations are high. My hopes are even higher. So it's a fine line between hopes and expectations with me right now.
All right. So what if you see, Phil, on Thursday night that they lose, you know, 31-27, and the defense plays that the way many of us expect because they're so depleted.
Yeah. You know, if they do lose and it's still a close game, and we see, you know, good things from this defense, you know, the new guys coming up, and, you know, our coach is all about grit, the toughness. You know, you can see at every press conference, veins popping out of this guy's head. You know, he has heart, and he's wearing all of our hearts on his sleeve. I know he can feel the pressure. This team's starting to feel the pressure with the injuries. So this game is where we separate the boys from the men. And I say go Lions. I think we got this win. I think we got the rest of the season. Let's push it through the playoffs, and let's bring this trophy home.
That'll be wonderful from your mouth to God's ears.
Appreciate the phone call, Phil. So, Phil, it's more of a let's wait to see what happens on Thursday. Then, not going to say panic. But like I said, it's not full panic because I think this team is good enough. They will make the playoffs, but...
But there's going to be a lot of resistance there.
Won't be smooth.
Yeah. It won't be smooth all because of these injuries. It's a lot of worry there, man. A lot.
There's a lot of teams have flaws. I mean, look at, you know, people always love Baltimore, but their defense is awful. I mean, and that's, you know, that, the Chiefs... You know, they've only lost one game as well, but they look completely flawed, but they just do what it takes to win games. Right. Philly's playing great right now. And I remember a few weeks ago, I said, if you, you know, compare the rosters and units, I mean, it's pretty even. Now with all the injuries and the way all of a sudden, you know, Philadelphia's been reacting to the Fangio defense, they've been tremendous.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. And eventually, Lions are going to have to make that stop on a third and three, third and eight. They're going to have to make and get off the field. A fourth down play, and with the defensive line depleted the way it is, I don't have that same amount of enthusiasm. That, yeah, this is going to happen. Oh, you know what? You're going to find a way to win games. Now it's more of a, okay, let's see how this – I think you're going to be experiencing a lot more anxiety – like you did early in the year. I know, remember back in the old days when the Rams took you to overtime and basically you won the game because you won the flip of the coin.
Right.
And then the Bucs beat you. You outperformed them, but they found ways to get stops and to just outscore you. I kind of feel like you're going to regress back to that stage with the lack of depth that you have on the defensive line. 248-539-9797. Let's go to my man... Richard, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
I'm still high on them, and I think they will pull it off. It'll be a struggle. Things in life ain't never been easy.
Right.
I've been waiting all this time, and I'm not going to put jerseys in the closet to get spider webs on. I'm going to believe in what we got. Same way Michigan believed in what they had. You put players in position to win. As long as he's out, he broke his arm. You look at him and you look at Jamal Adams, the same pair. Put Adams at linebacker. He can cover on both. I'm not going to get panicky. I know injury's part of the game. We got ours right now. Who knows within the next 5 weeks what might come down the road to other teams. Some slice up.
That's a good point. Every team will have injuries.
I understand what you guys got to take that role just to see panic. I'm not going to panic.
Wait, I'm not panicking.
No, Richard, I didn't say panicking. Panic. I didn't say panic. I said, have you lowered your expectations? So?
Oh, no, I'm still high. Right. I'm still with bad jersey.
I do too.
Within the next 5 weeks, you don't know what may happen.
Teams that could win the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. Lowering the bar a little bit. Not saying, oh my God, you're going to go full Philadelphia Eagles last year and not win another game this year. I'm not saying that. We're going to get more of your phone calls next. 97.1. Got Michael Stone joining me today. We're going to be here till 6 o'clock. Lions fans, we've asked you this question. Is the bar still the same? Do you still believe that this is the perennial team to win the Super Bowl? Or has the bar been lowered? Not panicked, but lowered that you are now amongst a group of teams that can win the Super Bowl.
And lowered not because of performance, but because of
injuries. Life has happened to this team.
Yeah.
Your defensive line is being decimated. Do you think that you'll be able to continue winning the way that you have? Or is there a little bit of concern that you feel like, you know what, maybe we lower the bar. Maybe that one seed was a nice thing, but we're going to have to go on the road and win some games. 248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts. Oh, go ahead, David.
Yeah, let me give people an understanding here, because what happens is the Packer loss could be a double whammy because it hurts you in the division record and it hurts you with common opponents with the Eagles.
Right.
They beat the Packers. So if that becomes one of the tiebreakers, You split with the Packers. They won 1-0. That could be a factor here. So people need to pay attention, okay? Yes, you want to beat the Packers for multiple reasons, though. Don't just start thinking division. Think number one seed.
Right. They both lost to Tampa. Right.
Yes, correct, which is crazy.
Right.
From Terrence in Southfield, he says, Jared Goff is not playing well. He has to step it up and play like a $200 million quarterback.
I thought he played pretty well against the Bears, didn't you?
I thought he did.
But here's the thing. You're judging Jared Goff off of Jared Goff because we remember the perfect game. We remember the games where they went out there and they just shellacked their opponents, and he had a bunch of touchdowns. Now, if he goes out there and just two touchdowns, you know, 250 yards, oh, my goodness, what's wrong with Jared Goff?
He has five incompletions? What are you doing?
No. He's just throwing the ball in the ground. What's going on? Why is this happening?
And the game where he had five interceptions, they won.
So
sure did. Wow. Like a Madden game right there.
I still say if you play that game not 10 times.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's not going to happen ever again.
Health is what matters. Just get in healthier than we are now and handle business. Don't worry. Don't worry about what Philly's doing. But if that's the path, so be it. This team is built to travel. Just get healthy.
Look, it'll be harder to beat the Eagles at the link outside than it will be to beat them here. But they showed, granted it was regular season, that when they went to Green Bay, they were able to win in the elements and Goff had a decent game. They can win on the road. It's just a little easier if it's here.
All right, let's get back to the phone calls. Ryan, you're on 97.1.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, man.
Go Blue. And, it's a lot to overcome, but they can do it. They have the offense, too, to outscore as they need to. But they're going to go through and do what the Dodgers did and finish the job.
Who are the three dogs in the front seven that are healthy?
Za'Darius Smith, Lee McNeil, and Jack Campbell.
Okay. There you go.
I appreciate the phone call, Ryan. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
I thought he was done.
Yeah, I did.
I was going to ask him if he was going to go see the Tigers take on the Dodgers in the season opener.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Ryan, I'm sure you're going.
Yeah.
Scott, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
I think going into it, I mean, obviously you have to acknowledge most of the injuries. I don't think it changes anything. The Detroiter in me, it's us versus everybody and what these boys and Dan Campbell have managed to do over the season. I see these boys still in the Super Bowl conversation. Now, the injuries do play a role. And we're looking at dogfights. I mean, looking past the Packers, we have the Bills coming up who have been on a resurgence in their division. I think that's going to be the real test and determiner of whether we're going to see something pretty incredible. These boys do something incredible come Super Bowl. I think they still got it in them. Most of the injuries we're looking at returns in week 16, week 17. So right at the jump of the playoffs, I think we're looking at dogfights going into the playoffs. If these boys can maintain, now that doesn't mean or look like win every single game. There may be a couple losses in that, but if they can maintain and not lose that enthusiasm that they've managed to build over this season, by the time those guys come back, I mean, I see us winning it all.
I hope you're right if they can all come back. I don't know if that's going to happen. I know, you know, when Hutch got hurt, people said, oh, he can come back for the Super Bowl. Even if he came back, he wouldn't be 100%. By the way, the Lions injury report after practice today is out. Here we go. Emmanuel Mosley, full practice with his hamstring. Carlton Davis, full practice. Josh Pascal, no practice. Levi Onwuzurike, no practice. Taylor Decker with the knee, no practice. DJ Reader, shoulder, no practice again. So if Reader doesn't practice Wednesday, chances are he's not playing Thursday. So you're looking at a front four of, you know, Smith, I was mentioned, McNeil. Are we talking Broderick Martin that we're talking here?
Yeah.
You got Muhammad who played well. And don't forget, Wingo's out for the year. I mean, we didn't even mention him. He was starting to play well, and he's even out for the year now. That's incredible. But you know what? Stranger things have happened, Rico.
All right, 248-539-9797. Jim, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I'm Jim in North Carolina here. Good to talk to you, Rico. Sorry you guys are getting all the snow, but, you know, this is why I moved down here. I don't miss it.
Smart man.
In regards to the Lions, yeah, I'm a little concerned with the injuries, obviously. I mean, the last couple games, we haven't been exactly clicking on all cylinders on both sides of the ball, but we've been finding ways to win, which is what good teams do, clearly. The biggest thing for me, especially getting to the playoffs, is one thing you can help with the defense is to really utilize that running game with Gibbs and Montgomery even more. Long, sustained drives, kill the clock, give that defense as much rest as possible. Because if we get that one seed, we're talking about potentially 3 weeks of rest for the starters if we don't have to play the final game of the season. And one question for you guys really quick before I go is that I've been to plenty of games at Ford Field, but when the teams weren't very good, I mean 500 at best. Why is it, do you think, and I'm not sure how many people from the ticket get to go to the home games, how is it that the crowd noise is not affecting the other team on the field? It's baffled me because you see so many games on TV where there's false starts, pre-snap penalties, and yet everybody talks about how loud Ford Field is, but we're not causing any teams to have a lot of pre-snap penalties. What do you guys think about that?
Well, there's been a few.
There has been.
I recall very little.
No,
all the games I've watched.
There have been a few, and they've had to hurry up snap counts.
Right.
Look, it's not like, you know, the old Lions-Jets game at the Silverdome the year Barry got in 2000, and it was the last they clinched the playoff spot. It's nothing like that. But yeah, it's been really loud. These teams are doing silent counts too. And you talk to other players around this league, and they say, look at the playoff games last year.
Well, I mean, I also look at it as, man, they're affecting, like, in Houston. The Texans had to go to silent count in their own stadium. Right. So I will agree to disagree. More of your phone calls next. Lions fans, are you moving the bar on this team? Plus, we'll talk a little college football in the next hour. 97.1.